Hi, Dina. It's
Hi,
Nadine with Local Splash. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah. I have almost scheduled for 10 this morning.
Okay. Yeah, just a few minutes. I was like, what's going on with my computer here? Okay.
No worries. I just sent you an email. I was like, can you just call me so I don't have to go through the call center? That's so annoying.
Yeah. You're like, please. Okay. So
yeah.
I got the email here, TD Land Services. Mm-hmm. Or Land Service, excuse me, LLC@gmail.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dina, what is your last name? It's just here for the account purpose.
Witt, W-I-T-T.
W-I-T-T, no S at the end, correct?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Okay. And then I have the company name is T, and for Stan, D, which is all together
mm-hmm.
as one word, Land Service,
yeah.
correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then I have the address is 1700 Salisbury Road, and that's Southport, 28461.
Uh-huh.
Is that a home address by chance?
It is.
Okay, so we're going to make sure that that address is hidden because we don't need that address
mm-hmm.
showing up on Google anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me see here. All right, and I got Southport there. You have the Facebook business page. You'll add us on as managers, and I'll,
mm-hmm.
our technician, when we set up the client interview and onboarding, they'll walk
mm-hmm.
you through that, okay?
Okay.
Right. And you guys don't currently have a website, right?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay, so we're going to build that too. Do you have at least a business logo, or do you need one created?
We had business cards years ago, and I haven't
okay.
even.
Okay.
I don't have the
one.
PDF.
Don't
yeah,
worry
if you
about
just
it.
Make one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can make one for you, and you can kind of give them an idea of what you guys
yeah.
want. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How far do you typically target? Let me look back at my notes. I have down here 50 miles. That's how
yeah.
far those Facebook ads will reach as well. And
mm-hmm.
then when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text? What's your preference?
Text messages seem to work the best.
Okay.
And if you
and
don't,
then,
if I don't reply to a text, shoot me an email to the business because it.
I'm
going to
put text and email.
Phone.
Yeah, that's yeah. perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
What are your hours of operation?
Typically Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Okay. Saturday and Sunday closed.
I mean. Normally, yeah. But if we need to do stuff
okay.
on Saturday, we can.
Yeah, you guys can do that by appointment, only that's at your discretion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then services, I just want to list down just a few so that way they know where to start from. I see excavation,
mm-hmm.
major grading, resloping,
mm-hmm.
mulch and rock delivery, minor
mm-hmm.
landscape grading, as well, commercial
mm-hmm.
landscape,
yeah.
minor grading, resloping, so all of that, soil landscaping service.
Mm-hmm. Stormwater
well,
management.
What was that, water management, I'm sorry?
Stormwater
management.
Management.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me put that in here.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go over more in detail with you on these. I just want to give them an idea where to start from, and that is both residential and commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you guys are licensed and insured or in the process of any of that?
We're insured. The work that we do
okay.
doesn't require a license.
LLC or registration, anything?
Mm-hmm. LLC. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from you, Dina, is there anyone else that's going to be authorized to make changes to this account?
It's going to be Anthony Witt. That's my husband.
Oh, you got
and
an Anthony, too.
mm-hmm. And my son, Mason, he may help with some of the marketing images and things like that.
Okay.
So I'll add him, too.
Okay. Last name Witt as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's important to have both of them, just in case if you had Nathan call in for you, at least he's noted on
mm-hmm.
the account. Okay.
Yeah, Mason. Yeah.
All right. And then, Dina, the card that you're going to be putting on file, is that card in your name, the business name, or in both?
Both.
Okay. How does the name read on the card?
Dana Witt.
D-A-N-A? Is it D-A-N-A?
Yeah, D-A-N-A.
Oh,
yeah,
my Lord
D-A-N-A.
Jesus. I've been spelling your name wrong and saying it wrong. It's Dana. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's okay.
Okay, so Dana Witt, no middle initial, correct?
No.
Okay. Same billing address as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I apologize, I've been saying your name wrong this whole time. My goodness.
It's aye, okay. Aye.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
I'm going to put you on speaker a second because I've got to call it up.
Of course.
The Visa.
Okay.
And is there any way you could waive that $100 fee for me since we're going to
I am.
Okay.
I'm going to waive it for you to help you out in that way. Yeah. I was already thinking of it. I was going to mention it when before I do the voice verification.
Sure.
Okay. And then the card number when you're ready?
4741.
Uh-huh.
640-0807-2539.
I'm going to repeat it back to you just to make sure because it's kind of cutting out. 4741-6640-0807-2539.
Yeah, and the first four are 4741, correct?
Yes, 4741-6640.
Okay.
And then 0807-2539. Okay.
Yeah, it cut out right at the beginning when you started. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah. Yeah, it's cutting out a little bit right now. What's the expiration month and year?
07 of 29.
Okay, and the CVV code on the back?
025.
All right, before I process the transaction, I'll be walking you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It is for your protection because I have you at a discounted pre-agreement. We send it to you in writing along mm-hmm. with your invoice. As I am walking you through it, if there is anything at all, Dana, that you don't understand, you stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? This way I can go back and review it and rephrase it. I prefer that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process the payment. Okay?
Sure. Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure mm-hmm. the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mm-hmm. T&D Land Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Dana Witt, organizer.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
I have both your husband, Anthony Witt, who is also owner, and I also have your son, Nathan Witt, who is your son.
Mason.
Who is
Mason.
Mason. Let me correct that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mason Witt. They are both authorized to make changes to the account. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
I'm also going to send you our 877 number. I'm going to ask you to please save this number in your contacts under Local Splash. Whenever our customer service department reaches out to you, it will be from the 877 number. Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls. Make sure you got the text I just sent.
Okay, hang on a second, honey.
Okay, no worries. Take
yep,
your time.
Got it.
Perfect.
Got it.
Now, as a result of increased visibility, Dana, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I will provide you a security question, and this is how you're going to identify if the call is, in fact, coming from us and not another company. You could choose either your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
Pet name.
And what was your first pet's name?
Buddy.
Okay. Now, let's say you get a call. You're not sure if it's actually us calling. Just ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, go ahead and kindly disconnect the call. It's not us.
Okay.
Okay? Now, some of my clients do get called by a company called Yelp, which they basically offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls, okay, and you happen to be interested and running like an ad campaign on Yelp, let me know first because I can get you more of a discounted rate. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents. These may include business license, LLC registration, proof of insurance, and any other items recommended for Google Business Verification. We do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
And I'll send you a list that we'll go over in a few minutes as well. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 27th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, as I mentioned, this is a three-month verbal agreement. So what we're basically asking you, Dana, is stick it out with us for 3 months. Okay, you pay monthly. So your payments will automatically renew each month on the 27th day in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The number that I asked you to save again is 877-635-6225. Make sure that you speak with a live representative. If you cancel the account within the first 90 days, there will be an early termination fee that will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so you don't get charged on that date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm updating the package right now. I'm going to be processing the payment. You're going to start receiving a couple emails and text messages, okay? And I probably only need about 5 minutes, and then we'll be all done. The next thing that I'm going to be doing as well is scheduling what we call a client interview and onboarding. It's about a 40-minute, maybe a little bit longer interview, but it's going to be with one of my technicians that's going to go over what you and I went over. They're going to go discussing about the Facebook ads, the website, you know, the business logo. So I want to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. So I'm just waiting for the calendar to load up here. And then shortly you're going to be receiving your receipt as well that we're going to go over.
Okay.
How is your schedule?
Go ahead. Hold on just a minute. Yeah, I was just going to say the primary business contact phone number needs to be my husband's number.
Yes.
How do I, from the 367 number, here's a 279 number.
Yeah, I'm going to correct that. So we're going to go over that. What we're also going to do too, it comes with all of our programs. We're going to put what we call, it's a local tracking number that's going to be linked to his phone number. Okay.
Okay.
This is how you're going to track where the calls are actually coming from. And it's going to prevent, I'm not going to say it's going to completely stop the spam calls, but it's going to alleviate from you guys getting so many. And it's a way to block them and even organize them in your client dashboard. So let me.
I'm just wondering. We have another phone that we use. And I wonder if, because his phone, the 279 number, is his primary work number. I wonder if I should give you guys that secondary number to be
we could put
the,
if you want
this.
Whichever you want. And even, like, if you want to change it later, you can. It's not a big deal. I just need to know what you want to use for that primary number.
Yeah, hang on a second. I'm calling right now on my other phone.
Yeah. Take your time. You're a multitasker like me.
I know.
You have to be in this world, right?
Absolutely. My new favorite thing, dual screen computer. Love, love, love that.
Which computer?
I have a dual screen computer. I love a dual
screen
computer.
That's what I have too. I have two screens. I have to. It just makes it so much easier.
Yeah, I want to get, like, a portable one from my laptop. I have a MacBook, and it's such a pain in the neck to work from
without
a second screen.
Yeah,
I love my MacBook, but they sell these little portable ones that you can put on a laptop. It's like $100 on Amazon.
Well, you know, yesterday my daughter ended up in ICU. Her doctor prescribed her blood pressure medicine. I'm not even joking. Wrong medicine combo with another medicine that she takes for her depression. Her pulse dropped to like 40. So she's right now on a dopamine drip. And
Hey, quick question. I'm on the phone with the online advertising stuff. Do you want me to give them the other cell phone number, not your primary number, but keep? Okay. All right. I just thought I'd ask the question. All right. See you. Bye. No. He said, yeah, just leave it, the 9168. So your daughter's on a dopamine drip? Oh, God.
She's on a dopamine drip. Yeah, she's doing so much better. Her numbers are actually where they want them at.
Good.
It was so scary yesterday, so I was working off of one screen, and I'm like, Lord Jesus, this is worse.
Yeah, I know. It's
used
hard.
To the dual screen. Yeah, but, you know, she's doing really well right now. We just need to make sure that her numbers, they're going to have to wean her off, you know what I mean? But, she was like, that's the worst call you can get at 2:30 in the morning with, you know, your
like, Mom,
kid.
Like, Mom, I don't feel good. Something's not right.
Well, and she's only, Valerie is 27. And so they said, if this medicine doesn't work, we got another medicine to try. If that doesn't work, worst case scenario, pacemaker. I prayed with her and I said, listen, you're covered. He trust me, you're going to walk out of there much more healthier. No pacemaker. God already spoke to me on that.
I mean, truly, there's so many different types of blood pressure medication, and I wonder if they put her on a beta blocker like metoprolol or Coreg or carbamazepine.
They put her on something that her doctor said, the cardiologist said, they should have never put you on this. I cannot believe that your primary care doctor gave you this medicine. And then her psychiatrist was like, what is going on, you know?
The pharmacy.
So it was like crazy
when she got it filled. If she gets her medicine filled at the same pharmacy, the pharmacy should have seen that there may have been an interaction between the two.
Yeah, it was, and that's why I don't understand, because she goes, there are two different pharmacies, but it's the same pharmacy, CVS.
Yeah.
And I said their computer should have flagged it. I know this because my husband, well, you know, he does dialysis, so they always like, oop, he can't do that one. That's not going to work. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. So there, it was crazy. But she's great now.
Well, she's got youth on her side. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah. But it was just like, oh, my gosh, what a way to wake up in the morning.
I'm so glad to hear she's doing well, though.
Yeah, she's doing really good. So I talked to her last night, and she's like, I'm good, Mom. You know, her boyfriend's there, and my aunt, who's kind of her comfort, so my aunt, help me raise her, so that's why I'm just like, I'm letting my aunt have her time with her right now, but, you know, Mommy, I need help, and I was like, oh, my God, what's going on? Yeah, so, but she's good. You understand the whole,
Yeah, absolutely.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
If you take a look at your emails or your text messages, there's going to be two specifically that I'll need you to open. One will say initial invoice, and then the other one will say action.
Yeah.
Pictures needed for Google verification. So, but first, I have on the calendar the 30th Monday. I don't know which one of these times would work for you. I have an appointment 10 to 11, your time, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 5 to 6, 6 to 7. That would be in your time zone.
Yeah, let's do 5 to 6.
Okay.
The evening, because that way if I need to be, I can drive.
Yeah, for sure.
And that way I'm away from the hospital.
Yeah, so I'm going to put 5 to 6. Now, when we call you, we're going to call you from the 877 number, Dana. Just make sure you answer all calls within that hour. If for any reason when we call you need 5 or 10 more minutes or you need to reschedule, just pick up the call and let us know, and we'll go ahead and reschedule. If I'm not in a meeting or, like, on another call, I'll actually be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, they will not wait for me, okay?
It's
they'll call you directly, and it'll be from the 877 number. So I'm sending you the calendar invite. So let me see here. Okay. Now, whichever one you have open up first, the initial invoice or the action pictures needed, let me know, and then I'm going to walk you through it. And then we're almost done.
Okay, I've got several text messages.
I've got
a welcome text.
Does it say welcome to local splash, thank you for choosing, anything like that?
I've got one that says thank you for choosing.
That
one.
Send
a copy of your invoice. Click here.
Click on there where it says click here, and it'll open up a page that'll say local splash, terms of experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to scroll almost to the very bottom, Dana. There's going to be your phone number where it says mobile phone.
For some reason it's not pulling up.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might be having an issue here on the invoice. Let me see if I can pull it up on mine. Okay. So if you scroll, you should be able to scroll all the way down. Yeah, no worries.
Let me see if it's because I'm on Wi-Fi or something wonky. Let me turn my Wi-Fi off.
I know yesterday I had to plug into an Ethernet cable, and then I had to turn off the Wi-Fi. I'm like, why is nothing loading up here? What is going on? And it's because I had the Wi-Fi on. Okay.
I agree. Yes. Yes. All right.
And then you'll just type your name as it reads there.
Yeah.
And then confirm signature. Then it should open up a page asking you to enter a username and a password.
Yeah.
Okay, so that username and password, the username is always going to be your phone number with no dashes, okay?
I
also sent it in that text message
that
I asked you to save the phone number, and then the password is all lowercase, one word, best media.
Mm-hmm. BESMIDIA, okay?
Uh-huh, and then you just log in, okay? And it'll probably say remember me. You can do that so that way it just automatically remembers it. Don't do anything in there yet because the technician's going to be setting that all up, but that's how you track your results with us. You log into that client dashboard, okay? Now, there's one more I need you to find that says action pictures needed for Google verification.
Okay, hang on a second, honey.
Okay.
I saw something about action photos, but I think that may have been an email. Let me look.
It should have gone to both, but you might see it in the email sooner.
Well, I saw something pop up. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Yeah,
yes.
I got that.
So this here is... basically, some of these items you're not going to have, okay? You're just going to send us pictures of the ones that you do have. This is going to help us get you verified through Google faster. So, like work tools, work equipment, work vehicle, LLC, paperwork, you know, the insurance, business cards that you might hand out. And then, like I said, none of these are going to post online, okay?
Now,
the last thing, and then we're all done. So I love to share the timeline because this is how quickly we're going to get moving. Within 5 to 7 days, and we'll also send you notifications as these steps are being processed. So 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories.
Okay.
And you can start tracking your results. 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads and website are live. Keep in mind that all of these could start generating phone calls for you.
Okay.
What we always say.
As soon as a week to 2 weeks, we could already see results.
Yeah, you could start already getting results, okay?
Okay.
As far as the first page placement, and I will always stick to this no matter what because it's written in our terms and conditions, getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing it, managing it on the first page, I will, no matter what, say 60 to 90 days, even when I've seen it happen sooner, because I like to underpromise and overdeliver. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What I always say is the first month, a lot of it is the programming. Now, that is not to say that you won't get some calls because you might with all the other items that are going up sooner. I like to say the strength of the program is going to be in that second month, but we do keep you in the loop so you're aware of what, what's posted, what's been completed. Okay. So you will have a team dedicated to your account to assist you with any questions, details. That's what we're here for. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And I want to be the first to congratulate you guys and welcome you to our local Splash family. Thank you, Dana, for giving us the opportunity to help you guys. Did you have any other questions for me?
I can't think of anything.
Okay, so then we will talk with you on Monday between 5 and 6 o'clock. We'll give you a call, okay?
Fantastic. Sounds good. Thanks, honey. Appreciate
your
time.
Have a blessed day.
Right, take care.
Bye.
You too, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.